Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's question, you knew it was going to be about Jaden Daniels. I already told you that. Here's what I want to know. We're opening up the phones. Danny, we're going to get your thoughts first, and then we're going to hit the phones at MGM National Harbor Listener Lines hard. You can call in at 800-636-1067 with your answer. There's been a lot of noise, as we've called it. A lot of smoke, if you will. Whatever these little distractions were this week. Whether it's Daniels' agent. Not liking the way the Commanders have done things. Daniels preferring to play for the Raiders if he gets his preference. He has other teams he likes maybe as much or more than Washington. You've heard it. You've seen all the stuff. Do any of those swirling winds give you any pause at all about bringing Jaden Daniels to D.C.? Do they matter to you at all? Whatever you thought of Daniels, however interested and excited you were about drafting him, 1 out of 100. Whatever that score was, a 90, a 74, a 63. Is it any different because of any of this noise? 800-636-1067. We'll get to your thoughts in a moment. Danny, you get it started.
Start right here. If I had the second pick in the NFL draft and I was the general manager for the Washington football guys, I would take Jaden Daniels. So that's still the same. My enthusiasm was dampened a little bit by the swirling, whatever you want to call it,
which
of the
one?
Last week plus.
Him maybe preferring to play elsewhere or the agent being a bit of a silly goose?
So agent
well, I
being,
guess you didn't care about that.
I didn't care as much about that, but when you combined it with the other thing, like they were put out that they thought it was a visit by themselves and it wasn't that. Okay, so what? You're on the precipice of making tens of millions of dollars to play quarterback in the NFL. Meet however they want to meet, dude. You know what I mean? Like
yeah. They're probably taking you... Figure out a way to be okay with it.
Yeah, right. Like, what if it's like, oh, that's not what I was expected. Anyway, can I have some fries as I mash balls at Topgolf?
Also, I know you hate when I bring this up. They went and picked you up at the airport, man. They didn't pick up the other guys.
No, they did do that. And
all
that,
the quarterbacks.
That matters a lot.
All the quarterbacks were there, and they only had time to pick up one of the guys. And you were the guy. Shouldn't that have made him feel a little special?
It should have made him feel nice.
You got better treatment than the other guy.
I think they did that to further the ruse, by the way, to actually like subject him to this stuff. I've got a whole tinfoil though. But yeah, to me, I was a little bit dampened by that. I'm not quite as excited as I was. Still plenty excited, still plenty to draft. Obviously, the proof will be in the pudding, and the proof will really be what else went on behind the scenes, the stuff that you and me just, you know, that amateur Adam can't possibly know about. And these guys that are professionally digging into the backgrounds and spoken to every coach and figured out what went on and what was really going on with his mom at Arizona State when she was accused of illegal recruiting tactics and NCAA violations at one point a handful of years ago. I know that was dismissed and that was nothing. Was that a problem? Was it not? Everybody's investigating everything at this point because you're about to invest in this player.
Obama style, let me be clear. Mm-hmm. When you said amateur Adam, that was not Adam Peters you're calling an amateur.
No, I'm saying you and me are just amateur Adams over here.
Okay.
We're not professionally compensated to make draft selections.
Very different than professional Adam.
Right. That's a handsome dude. I'll thank you and treat him with the respect that his hair deserves.
Very good looking.
Yeah. Just thanking everybody. You're gracious.
For some reason, he likes wearing shirts at press conferences. Weird that he does.
No,
that.
You have to. There are rules. Yeah, I mean, I see your point, but like, I would take a lot of calls shirtless by my pool. But yeah, I'm still drafting Daniels, but it has affected me.
I was taking May beforehand. I'm still taking May. I think I've been billed somehow because I like Drake May as someone who is like very anti-McCarthy and Daniels. I'm not at all. I will be fine no matter who they take, and I will be excited no matter who they take. You got three really good prospects. I have more nerves about Jaden Daniels than the other guys. That was the case going into last week. I feel like, for me, it was kind of a, see what I mean? Kind of weak, where I go, I didn't love when I found out initially that his agent is a random dude who represents like Derek Forrest. I'm not saying the guy's not a good agent. He might be outstanding. I just always kind of prefer every decision my quarterback makes to be Fortune 500 president, CEO guy. I want you to put $1 million into your body in the offseason like Russell Wilson did. You know, I want you to sleep in the hyperbaric chamber like Kirk Cousins does. I want you to count peas in the offseason like Drew Brees did. That kind of a lifestyle. And I know that's silly and unrealistic, but ideally, I think the more like that you are, the better the chance that this whole thing's going to work out. So with your first big decision when you hire an agent, I would have liked to have just looked it up and been like, oh, you got the best agent in the sport, or you got the guy that represented Tom Brady, or the guy that represented Peyton Manning. I think what happens sometimes when you go with agents that aren't used to dealing with number two overall pick quarterbacks is they act like agents that don't represent number two overall pick quarterbacks, which happened. So it gives me a little pause there. I do not care if he wants to play for the Raiders. He should. He liked Antonio Pierce at Arizona State. You should want to play for him again. Cool. If you have five teams that you'd be excited to play for, Washington's one of them, and it's all equal, or even they're fifth on that list, okay, no problem. The only way that would matter to me as it pertains to like his feelings about where he's going to end up is if he actually actively doesn't want to come here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make anybody come here. You opt into my program. What did Joe Witt say? The way we do things ain't for everybody, right? I feel like if you don't want to be here, I will make it really easy for you not to be here. That's not what this is. At no point have we ever heard for a split second that he wouldn't be thrilled to be the quarterback of Washington. My guess is picking him second means he's getting the most money. Oh, by the way, you're going number two. Essentially, everyone knew this was the Caleb Williams draft all season. You're the best of the rest. You went from mid rounds a couple years ago to the number two overall pick. I'll bet he'd be elated. But to answer the question succinctly, do I feel any differently than I did? A little less excitement about the marriage than I did a week ago based on the swirling winds of the last week? Danny, the answer is yes, I do. Minimally, not enough to change my board. If I had Daniels 1 like you did, I would still have Daniels 1 and I would still take him.
So I still do.
But you just can't tell me that you're not hearing any of this with J.J. McCarthy. Why? You're not hearing any of this with Drake May. Why? You're not hearing any of this with Caleb Williams, who had all the stories swirling before Chicago locked in on him now about the Bears. Why only him? So shouldn't mean you don't take him, but I do rhetorically ask that question. It would be nice. Who was it this week that said, it was a great quote, might have been Schefter actually, but he said, this is not going as smoothly as it should for a player to be taken number two overall.
And that's the summary.
And that's kind of exactly how I feel about
that's it. That's it. This should be fish in a barrel. And somehow it hasn't.
Everyone's high-fiving and smiling and hugging, and everyone loves everyone. Kind of like what you're getting out of McCarthy and May, honestly.
Well, because frankly, the work has been, you already did it.
You did the hard part, man.
You did the season. You got that trophy that said you're the best. You ran the times. You threw it at your pro day.
You counted for 50 tutties.
Yeah, all the deposits are in the bank in terms of your merits and your resume. That hasn't changed one iota. Whatever, again, I don't want to overstate it. I'm still taking him second. I'm still excited about it. I'm probably a percent or two less excited after these most recent dramatics where I'm kind of going, these are unforced errors. These are unforced things that it's easy to control. This is the part that I can do. I can't do the 50 touchdown thing that you just did, and I can't throw all the throws and run all the runs and do all the special stuff that you do. I can do the part where I don't inject myself where I shouldn't be injected. I can do a lot of that. I'm good at that.
Control the controllable. You can do the hard part well.
Yeah.
This is the easy stuff. Let's make our layups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.